Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate. Cut through the confusion and share the naked, bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle. How many times have we talked about the issue of a woman, you know, getting married and suddenly friendships drop off? It's all about the husband. It's all about the whole house thing. But it just breaks my heart to see friendships just suddenly just evaporate. I mean, what's that about?
Well, so, you know, you get busy in your day-to-day life, and I think that's a big part of it. And then what happens when you get divorced and with your friends, right? As I have discovered, friends just drop into thin air. They're nowhere to be found. It's so interesting. And yet, you know, friendships are so critical, as we know, and I know you're going to share some science with us, because that's just who you are, Pam. But there's so much science around this to prove that, you know, women need friends. We need those relationships, particularly when we're going through a divorce, and even when we're married, we just kind of, you know, push them off to the side, and we've got to quit doing that. The other thing I'll say, I was reading a blog today, it was pretty interesting, and it talks about how we have a lot of acquaintances, but we have no real true friendships because we're socializing online, and we'd rather socialize online than socialize face to face. So they said, you know, nearly 40% of Americans feel more comfortable socializing online. That's crazy.
I know. And, you know, here's some wild stuff that I really want to make sure people understand out there. You think long life is all about exercising and hitting the whole foods? Yeah, that helps. But did you know the good relationships are even more important to a long life than even exercise? I mean, most people don't understand how powerful that is. Not feeling socially connected, you know, it leads to loneliness, which then leads to heart attack, stroke, and diabetes. That's right. Not having that connection. Now, when it comes to women, this is Her Radio after all, we secrete something called oxytocin, which is a very important hormone that helps us do something called tending and befriending. We bond because we have such higher levels of oxytocin. It helps us establish important connections and relationships, and we want to hold on to these for a boatload of reasons. Loneliness is not a good thing. We've also been able to find, for instance, that when you're making friends and you want to hold on to them, you know something, Michelle, let's talk to this. It's work. That's right.
It's work.
We got to call them up. We got to plan it. And there's science that shows if you don't actually make a contact with that special BFF or that person on your A-list at least once every 2 weeks, it reflects in your own mental and physical health. Did you know that?
It doesn't. Yeah. In fact, again, I was reading this morning and it talks about, you know, the special bonds with women and benefits. And one of the things, and you just kind of touched on this, is, you know, gals can lower their blood pressure, reduce the risk of depression, which we know is big in women, Pam, right? So that's a biggie, and create a sense of well-being, because that's really, at the end of the day, what we want. But, you know, and having a pitfall social life that, you know, you're not doing this, they said was actually worse than alcoholics, smoking, and or being obese. Friendship, to end her quote, was, she said, friendship is healthier than kale, people. So in other words, you know, you got to get the balance, and I think we're just so off balance. So, you know, as our good friend Sharon Lecter would say, and good friend I will say, because we were just all together last week in San Diego sharing some girl time, which was very needed for all of us, and really kind of, I think, I don't know, you can speak to this, Pam, but for me, it was such a bonding experience, and it made me realize again how important my female friends are, and how I've kind of been dismissive with my girlfriends because I'm so busy running Empower.
You know, it's I hear you loud and clear. And for everyone out there, Sharon is the author of the brand new book that just came out, Think Rich. Wait a minute, Think and Grow Rich for Women.
Yes.
And it's just fabulous. And actually, Michelle and I are profiled in that. So, you know, I think that, you know, with everyone there, and by the way, it was a bit of a celebration for my birthday, 29 again.
It was.
Where was that little voice? And again. You know, it's very important that we prioritize the time to be with other people. And that's a priority. You got to work it. The busier we get, the more successful we are, the more, you know, entrenched in so many of our work rituals, suddenly we realize we have to crowbar in 5 minutes to grab someone. But you want to know something? You think about what happens when you're feeling down and stressed. What do? In the best of all worlds, you're calling your BFF, or when you're feeling happy and you want to share, you call your BFF. And what does that do? It enhances your joy. It increases dopamine and serotonin, dopamine being the pleasure neurotransmitter in your brain, and serotonin being a positive mood modulator. So all these great feelings are going on. And then if you add a little walk in there with your BFF, then you're increasing endorphins as well. What's not to love? All of this enhances your health and well-being.
And I mean, let's just talk about the laughter that we had when we were all together last week. And there were how many of us on the boat together? At one time, I think there were 11 of us. But we spent.
I think the boat was teetering.
But we had so much fun. And one of the things that I found so interesting was our dear friend Rita saying, I can't remember when I've ever done this before. Like she, you know, in her lifetime, she's never really had that downtime to spend with friends. And I thought that was so interesting that, you know, of all women, because she's so out there and so funny and witty and charming and everything, but she's been so heavily entrenched in her company that she hasn't taken time for herself. And I think that was a real lesson for her, was that I've been doing this all wrong and I need to change up the way I'm doing things.
Now, let's look at the friendship and marriage thing for just a second, you know, because that was kind of like the little twist to this thing, too. You know, whether you're married or not, or whether you're just basically connected to, you know, some kind of a partner or boyfriend, or, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. The key thing is balance. Oh, gosh, there's that flipping B word.
Sharon
again.
Lecter would kill
God.
You for saying that balance.
I know. I'm going to, just don't tell Sharon I said that, you know. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all about making certain that you've got to integrate time for your girlfriends, time for friends in general. It doesn't have to be girlfriends. I got a lot of guys in my life who are really important to me,
right.
You know, as friends and colleagues, but really good friends. And I love talking to them as well. So get them in there. Prioritize them. And I'm going to be honest with you. When I see that I've got a lunch with a friend, like last night I had dinner with one of my total best friends who came in from Boston. And I just cannot tell you how lovely it was to spend that 2.5 hours with her, just sharing, catching up, making it happen. And I so looked forward to it that even though my day was stressful and work and back-to-backs, I just was happy because I knew I'd get a chance to see her.
Well,
just like when I saw you.
Yeah, so you have so I have a standing dinner every Monday night with my friends Sally and Jack. And if we don't come, we don't come. But we have a standing 5 o'clock dinner every Monday night. That's an important thing. The other thing too, Pam, I have a sick friend. What do? I text her just to let her know I'm thinking about her. Those are things that you can do to be a good friend.
I love it. You're using technology the right way.
Yes.
Yay. Okay, so the answer is yes, you can maintain friendships beautifully, even when you're connected with other folk. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King Robeson.
Don't forget, you can have those friendships and your marriage. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.